Elissa Walker Campbell delivers sports the way you want it. Big names, bold interviews, beyond the X's and O's. Think big. The Big E Sports Show.
And we want to welcome you back this weekend to our show. It is hard to believe we are 1 week away from Super Bowl 45 with the Steelers and the Packers right here in Arlington at Cowboys Stadium. And I have to share the excitement and anticipation it continues to build as we look forward to the big, big game. Hey, we are delighted to have joining us and someone that's going to help us pull back the curtain on the Super Bowl experience as a player and as a head coach. It is the legendary Dan Reeves. Coach Reeves, it's always a pleasure. And welcome back to the Lone Star State. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me.
Before we get your thoughts and insights on Super Bowl 2011, let's get the audience updated on what you've been up to lately. In fact, last weekend, you served as one of the head coaches for the 86th annual East-West Shrine Game in Orlando, Florida. And certainly that's a game for a worthy cause. But how about the team that you were coaching, the East team, a 25-8 win? And how fun was it to be back on the sidelines and working those X's and O's?
Well, it was. It was fun. I had coached the game in 2007 when it was in Houston, Texas. Coach Shula coached one side, I coached the other, and we just had a great time. And certainly the highlight was going to the Shriners Hospital there in Houston and visiting the kids there in the hospital with the players. And, that's something you never forget. And so when I was asked to coach it again, I jumped at the opportunity. It was fun week for me, and again we visited the hospital in Tampa, and that was a great experience. You never get tired of seeing the big smiles on those kids' faces when those players are there visiting them, and then hearing how much the players enjoy that. It's a great thrill.
Well, and the Shriners Children's Hospital is such a wonderful, cause, what they do. It is all about the kids, and you see a lot of big smiles despite all the adversity that those children are going through.
Well, you really do, and, the game is so much about strong legs are able to run so that, weak legs can, crawl. So, it's a great opportunity, and these players, I've never seen a single one of them when you come away from the hospital that they just have a big smile on their face too, and it makes you feel good.
Talk to us a little bit about, as far as the experience to coach these players. You said, as you talked about in 2007, you had the opportunity to do this, but is it a challenge to get the players to learn the playbook? Because when you have a roster that's so full of talented players, but they have such diverse playing backgrounds and coming from different coaching philosophies, how in the world do you get them all on the same page? You probably got to simplify it as much as possible.
Well, you really do. And, what you want to do is to make it a fun situation for the players, something that they can enjoy. And you can't do that if you get it so complicated and they have such a short period of time to get ready to play the game. And so you want to keep it as simple as you can, and the rules for the game help you do that. They have to play man coverage with a three deep zone, so the defenses that you can play are simple, and therefore your offensive formations and so forth are simple. And at least those guys can go out and really show what kind of athleticism they have.
Glad you're with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. We have got a very special guest in the house. It is Dan Reeves. Of course, we know him well. He has led two different teams to four Super Bowls. But last weekend, he was coaching in the East-West Shrine Game, as I said, in Orlando, Florida. And, a lot of players coming out of the Big 12 Conference that participated in that. Jonathan Nelson from Oklahoma, David Sims from Iowa State, Greg Smith from Texas, and Mike Smith from Nebraska. Of course, Nebraska now going to the Big Ten Conference, but another familiar name here in Texas was Gerard Johnson. It really did feature some terrific talent from the Big 12 Conference, right, Coach Reeves?
Well, it did. We had some great players from all over, the United States. I think that's one of the things that the East-West Shrine Bowl is trying to do, is to, get better players, and I thought they really did a tremendous job of giving us some outstanding players to work with this year. And you got to credit Harold Richardson, who took over the East-West Shrine game and is executive director, of trying to get players in there. And he used, some people that worked with me for many years, Reed Johnson, who was a personnel guy, in Denver, and, as well as Atlanta. And Reed has, helped Harold, and I thought they did a good job of bringing in some talent for this football game.
I have to ask you, you know, all the coaching experience over 30 years in the NFL, it's got to be refreshing to spend time with some of the futures, you know, the brightest stars. But how much do you miss coaching? I mean, you've been out since 2003. I mean, is it something you perhaps still debate in your mind that you would like to make a serious return?
Well, I learned about 7 years ago that as much as you would like to get in the game, you got to have somebody that wants you. And, you know, right now I think a lot of young coaches are doing a great job, you know, being head coaches in the National Football League. And, you know, not many people are looking for 67-year-old head coaches. But, you know, if you find somebody that does, please have them call me.
Hey, what are you talking about? I mean, Wade Phillips, he's still thriving. Now he has landed on his feet with the Houston Texans. Of course, he was the coach for the West team. And you guys have a very long-standing relationship, a wonderful friendship. How is Wade? How is he doing? It was probably great to see him again and be reunited.
Well, and I think the game, you know, certainly meant a lot to Wade. He did it because, you know, we both kind of got excited about coaching in the game against each other because we coached on the same staff for so many years. And, you know, so it was great to have that competition. And, you know, Wade's doing well. I mean, he's going to be the defensive coordinator with the Houston Texans. And, you know, Garrett Kubiak, he coached when he was in Denver when we were together there. So they have that relationship. And, you know, I think Wade will do a fine job in bringing the defense around because Houston's got a great offense. They just need to get their defense straightened out, you know, to compete in that division.
Yeah, absolutely. And Wade Phillips, he's ready to make that transition, get that 3-4 scheme underway. And it's interesting because you talk about the Texans head coach, Gary Kubiak. He played for the Broncos and he played for you, what, in the 80s and early 90s, correct?
Correct. We actually drafted Gary Kubiak before we got John Elway. They came out the same year, but we made a deal after the draft was over with the you know, the Colts to get John Elway, and so we ended up with two really fine quarterbacks, and Gary was probably as good a backup quarterback as I've ever seen and played behind John Elway, but anytime John went down, you could always count on Gary Kubiak being ready.
We are so glad you are joining us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. We always promise we're going to bring you the biggest and the best names in sports, and Dan Reeves is with us. He needs no introduction, and let's just kind of quickly reflect over your prolific, your incredible career as a head coach, because Dan, you've had the opportunity to work with some of the best, Roger Staubach, you were just talking about Denver, John Elway, but Michael Vick, talk about your time with him in Atlanta as his head coach, because in my opinion, he truly is the comeback player of the year this year in the NFL. He was so fantastic and really did embrace his second chance.
Well, Mike is an extremely talented young man. We drafted him the first pick in the draft.
Yes.
You know, from Virginia Tech when I was coaching in Atlanta. And, you know, Mike had two really good years here. Unfortunately for me and for him, he ended up getting hurt in a preseason game. And, you know, I got fired that year. And Mike ended up the next year in a championship game against Philadelphia. And, you know, he played extremely well and then unfortunately made a very bad decision and gotten in some trouble and, you know, paid a tremendous price for it. And I was just excited for him to have an opportunity when Philadelphia signed him and, you know, for him to get the opportunity to come back and play the quarterback position. I think he showed everybody the talent that he has and the ability that he has. And in talking to Mike, I don't think there's any question he's going to continue to work hard in trying to get better and better, you know, in the National Football League. Sometimes that's a little scary to think about. He can get better, but he's got a long ways to go to continue to improve where he would like to be in the passing game.
Well, Dan, it's so true because he had so many career highs. But what do you think? Can you pinpoint? What do you think were some of the keys to his turnaround?
Well, I think, first of all, he got with a system that really helped him. Donovan McNabb was a great quarterback for him to be under to show him exactly how hard it was for him because, you know, Donovan spent a lot of time studying and working hard after practice. And those are things that, you know, Mike Vick needed to understand that as talented as you are, you still have to work extremely hard to get to the point that you want to be in this league. And I think that was one thing. And then Andy Reid and Marty Morningwig have done an outstanding job of taking the plays that, you know, he feels very comfortable with and continuing to, you know, use those because he can throw the ball with the best of them, but he needs to be in that comfort zone of, you know, running plays that he feels comfortable with, and I think that's what Andy and Marty did a great job with this year.
Well, it's interesting because Tony Dungy said the same things. You know, he improved his work ethic, but the quality of coaches that he was around with Andy Reid, but also the change in lifestyle, it's so important. I mean, I know you've mentored so many of these young players, but it's who you surround yourself with that's very important.
Well, that's extremely important for Mike because that's what got him in trouble. You know, sometimes it's very difficult for these young men to be raised in an area that they were raised in and, you know that some of those friends that they had, you know, are not in the best interest of them to be around them. And, you know, Mike, I think, finally realizes that.
May I ask, I mean, do you stay in touch with Mike? I mean, do you still try to mentor him?
Yeah, in fact, I learned to text. I'm not much at the modern technology, but, you know, Mike and I text about each week and, you know, stay in touch and we've talked several times. You know, we stay in touch with each other every week.
Very good. Hey, Dan Reeves is with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. We are getting you ready. That's right. Let the countdown begin. We're getting you ready for Super Bowl 45. We're looking so forward to it right here in Arlington, Texas at Cowboys Stadium. But let's zero in. Let's talk about the Super Bowl. You have been there. You know what it's all about. The flurry of activities, the media circus, the distractions. I mean, what are the key components? I mean, how do you get your team disciplined and prepared to compete?
Well, I tell you, you know, the thing that amazes me about this game is that having it finally been played in Texas Stadium or the new stadium there in Arlington,
yeah,
you know, you couldn't pick two teams that probably it's like sticking a thorn in your side of the Dallas Cowboys because those two teams have hurt us so much in Super Bowls. Green Bay keeping us out of the first two Super Bowls by beating us in the championship game and then losing a couple of you know, games in the Super Bowl to the Pittsburgh Steelers. To see these two teams there, you know, I started thinking about that. I said, you know, if I could pick two teams, these are the two teams that, you know, I would least like to see there being a Dallas Cowboy fan. So, but, you know, it's a great, I think it's a great game. Both of these teams have overcome a lot this year. Both of them deserve very much to be in this game. They've played extremely well. They've got two quarterbacks that, you know, really are playing well, and both of them have good, strong defenses. So, you know, it should be a great football game.
Two teams, the Packers and the Steelers. That's right. If you're a Cowboy fan, it's kind of they've been the thorn in our side. But you have to share your time. You worked with the legendary, the great Tom Landry. But let's think happy thoughts here. The 72 Super Bowl number 6, it really was for you, Coach Reeves, just a game of tremendous redemption. And you guys were determined. You're going to conquer the past. You're going to shed that label as next year's champion. You guys were able to prevail. Relive those memories.
Well, the biggest thing, I think, was that we had come so close, 66, 67, 68, 69, and 70. And, you know, to finally be world champions, I think it made us all feel good individually. But I think all of us, if you took every player on that team, the biggest thrill, I think, was seeing that smile on Coach Landry's face, you know, as he's been carried off the field because he had been, you know, there for us. He had stuck with us through all those years and, you know, had us prepared for every football game. It just seemed like we just couldn't, you know, couldn't win the championship. And to finally do it, I think we all were happy, you know, for ourselves, but more happy for Coach Landry.
We're getting ready to wrap up our radio interview with the legendary coach, Dan Reeves. Of course, we are talking about the Packers and the Steelers. Who's going to come out on top on this one? It just seems like they are pretty evenly matched all around.
They really are, and it always comes down to who protects the football. And, you know, I just think that the Green Bay Packers have overcome an awful lot to get to this point. And, you know, I definitely think they're the favorite in the game, but, you know, Pittsburgh Steelers have been there and more recently, and they have more players that have the experience. So, you know, it should be a great game, but if somebody made me pick, you know, who I think will win the football game, I would say Green Bay.
You know, it's interesting, too. You brought up a great point, Dan, earlier in our program, talking about some of the young coaches in the NFL and these up-and-comers. You really have to tip your hat, no matter what you think of the Pittsburgh Steelers and Mike Tomlin, and just what a remarkable job. I mean, he was hired at 34 years of age and has already got one Super Bowl, and now he's looking at perhaps another one.
Well, Mike is a very impressive young man. I did Westwood One and did games for 3 years and did several Pittsburgh games, and I got to have dinner with him and sit down and talk to him, and he's just a very bright young man that has a great feel for his football team, his players. So, very impressed with him. And then, of course, Mike McCarthy is,
yes,
one of the better coaches in the league. I think you have to be impressed with the way he calls plays. He does a great job. It's fun to watch, his football team execute. And, he's the one that's pulling the trigger on calling the right plays. And I've been impressed not only with the way he calls plays, but also his strategy. He comes out with a lot of different packages to get the ball in people's hands. He's done some innovative things with the motion and getting people in the backfield to help pick up blitzes and so forth. And he's got a field general that, second to none.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers is really one of the better quarterbacks I've seen in a long time.
Absolutely. Mike's just got one of those offensive minds, and it's truly one of the big reasons why they've proven to have one of the most prolific scoring offenses this year. Well, we're getting ready to wrap up our interview. Tell us quickly, you do have family right here. Joe DeCamillis, how is he doing, the special teams coach with the Cowboys? I mean, did he make a full recovery from that injury?
Well, I think he's doing well. I mean, he has not made a full recovery. He still has some pain. I think it's something he's going to have to deal with for the rest of his life, unfortunately. And but he's doing well. He's very fortunate that he's not paralyzed from his neck down. And,
yes.
I think he can handle the discomfort that he's got, and he's just extremely happy to be coaching and doing something that he loves so much, and doing it with the Dallas Cowboys. He feels very, very fortunate.
And I know that you are awfully proud of your granddaughters that are up here too, right?
Oh yes, and they're getting up there to where they're young women now, so it's hard to imagine. But I've got a registered nurse there at Parkland Hospital. That's our oldest granddaughter, so Caitlin's doing well, and we're very proud of her.
Oh, time certainly flies. Well, Coach Reeves, you take care. Thank you so much for dropping by, and we will catch up with you again real soon. God's best.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. We're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead here in just a moment. Jason Peter will be joining us with our Under the Helmet segment. Stay close.